But I really believe with all my heart God's looking for some churches that are willing to stand up to be a lighthouse and let the world know there's still a God who can still do stuff. Listen, what we need is some mighty people of valor. 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 22. Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also, he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. He slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. And the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff, plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hands, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the three mighties. Behold, he was honorable among the 30. He attained not to the first three, and David set him over his guard. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God, for your word. And Lord, we ask, God, you'd reach down and touch, Lord, with the power, the grace, the glory of your Holy Ghost. Father, minister to us. And Lord, use me tonight to take these people to another place in you. For it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, those of you that don't know, one of David's greatest things was he had some mighty men he could depend on. David had some guys that were bad. Now, let's face it, David wasn't no slouch himself. You remember I told you a few weeks ago, preaching to you, David didn't get to be king because he killed midgets. He was bad. David didn't have no problem getting into a fight with somebody. But I want you to notice about this dude. This guy was super bad. I don't know about y'all, it's bad enough to approach a giant with a sling, but how about walk up to him with your staff, take his own spear and kill him with it? I don't know about y'all, that's a bad dude. I mean, you got a guy 10 and a half feet tall standing there with a spear like a weaver's beam. Huh? You remember last week, I believe it was, you was walking out with that big old piece of stuff that they put the carpet around, and I told you you're supposed to tote it like you was going to be jousting. Can you imagine? That thing was 12 foot long, about that big around. That's about like that beam that dude had for a spear. I don't know about y'all, but he could shish kebab several guys with it. And you know, Benaniah sees him. He goes walking up to him. All he's got's a staff. Strolls up to him and says, "Hey, dude. Boss said you got to go." Guy looks at him, "So I'm gonna take you out." And he said, "I don't believe so." Now you bad when you fight a guy with your own instrument, but when you take his tool and wipe him out, you super bad. Hello? Amen. Now that was a great accomplishment. But I noticed something else. He slew two lion-like men of Moab. Use your own imagination. I've had people tell me, "Oh, were they like lions?" I think they were just real ferocious. They were warlike men that loved to fight, and they were always ready to fight. And he came up on them, took them both on, and took them out. Amen. And all of a sudden, David hears about this guy and says, "I want him in my group." I don't know about y'all, but if I'm putting together some people to protect me, I want some bad dudes. Huh? Come on, church. I was in New York walking around, and Brother Charles Marcel, pastor in Brooklyn, was raised, was a member of the street gangs. Before he got saved, he about 6'4", went about 260, 270. I got up there with him. I was walking around. Somebody said, "Why ain't you scared?" I said, "You ever seen who I got walking with me?" One of them said, "Well, what's he going to do for you?" I said, "Well, it's not him so much as them two boys he got in his church is bigger than he is." I said, "I figure all I got to do is outrun them."